Man will believe a lie before the truth. It's a natural trait. Satan is a liar and the father of it. In the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, Satan lies to our grandmother Eve. Eve believes the lie, rejecting the truth. Adam follows Eve's lead. Ever since, it's been like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Man haughtily challenges, "Tell me the truth." And in that spirit, truth is something he could never recognize. Jesus speaks of the Father in John 17, 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." When Noah Webster defines truth in his famous 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, he uses as his primary example of the word truth, John 17, 17. The door of truth is closing swiftly on God's offer for eternal life. After Jesus returns for the church and the church meets him in the clouds, those who heard and rejected the salvation found in Christ Jesus are left behind and doomed for all eternity. There is no more hope of salvation. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. If you have yet to be born again, then you have yet to embrace truth. John 14, 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Are you ready to know the truth? Would you like answers to all of life's problems? Would you like to enter a life full of purpose and free of guilt and shame? Would you like to be ready to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus right now for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now, while the door of truth is still open. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, Genesis 1:5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." God said, Genesis chapter 1:31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." God said, Psalms 19:9, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Man said the Bible's account of a 6,000-year-old earth is stupidity. Everyone knows that the universe is billions of years old, and there is at least 2.4 million years of humanity. The Bible is for the uneducated and the easily led. Now the record. In 6 literal 24-hour days, just over 6,000 years ago, God made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. How marvelous are the words of God, how literal and oh so deep, yet even the child can understand. On one occasion, we were accused of worshiping the Bible, the Word of God. When you understand that John 1:1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," and that speaking of Jesus Christ, Revelation 19:13 reads, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God," then you would understand why we were proud to say, "It's true." The last marriage the saints are involved in takes place in eternity, where we are married unto Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 9, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." The church is known as the bride of Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:2 reads, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." According to Webster, the word espoused means to betroth, to promise or engage in marriage by contract in writing or by some pledge. And chaste means pure from all unlawful commerce of sexes. Applied to persons before marriage, it signifies pure from all sexual commerce, undefiled. Jesus Christ's name is the Word of God, and to take away from or add to is spiritual harlotry. Revelation chapter 22, 18 and 19, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." It was Charles Darwin's position that as science advanced in knowledge, it would become abundantly clear that religion and faith in God is no longer relevant, but the opposite has become true. The deeper they look, the more awestruck they become. One scientist involved in the government's research of the genome said it was genius upon genius, and that none of his research colleagues believed the genome was the product of evolution's time and chance. The deeper they look, the more the God of the Bible they find. Could the Genesis record of a 6,000-plus-year-old earth and the global flood in the days of Noah that occurred about 4,400 years ago be true? Are there any credible third-party records and scientific studies that say yes? The empirical evidence that shouts yes to God's Word is absolutely everywhere. In the September 2012 issue of Acts and Facts, science writer Brian Thomas wrote concerning the age of man and the earth under the title, "A Recent Explosion of Human Diversity." Several paragraphs follow. Everyone should know that the cosmos was created. It also stands to reason that those who listen to Moses and the prophets, as Jesus said, should be able to see more specific evidence of biblical creation, including scientific discoveries. One such evidence is human genetic diversity, which leaves evolutionary history in a quagmire while confirming a straightforward interpretation of Genesis. Geneticists recently analyzed human gene differences. They compared the placement of the four DNA chemical bases positioned within thousands of genes in over 2,000 people. They focused on differences in protein coding genes. These comprise less than 2% of the total human DNA, but they hold a more reliable record of past DNA changes than other more highly variable DNA. The research team investigated the amount of diversity among today's human genes and how long it took to reach the current amount of diversity. They concluded that human genes diversified recently. The authors wrote, "The maximum likelihood time for accelerated growth was 5,115 years ago." This is a tiny fraction, 0.2% of the 2.4 million years of humanity that evolutionists suppose. The explosion of human genetic diversity has occurred in parallel with and because of human population growth. With each new person comes another opportunity for DNA differences to arise, either by design genetic shuffling processes or mutations. For example, if the evolutionary timeline is true, then human population growth and genetic diversity were miraculously unchanged for a few million years before suddenly exploding in just the last few thousand years. What are the odds that every married couple would have had almost exactly two offspring, just enough to replace the parents, survive into the next generation for over 2 million years or 100,000 straight generations? In addition, where are all the human remains that should litter the planet after having been peopled for so long? In short, why does the human genetic diversity data fit so well with biblical creation? Evolutionary theory provides no real answer to what caused the radical bottleneck in the worldwide human population at that time, whereas the Bible teaches that it was Noah's flood. This genetic study confirms Moses and the prophets. Both science and scripture show that humans have multiplied and diversified within the last 5,100 years. End of quote. Earlier we quoted Revelation 19, 7 through 9, which concerns the marriage of the Lamb. Verse 7 said, "And his wife made herself ready." It's time for the saints to reaffirm their true fidelity to the Word of God because he is true and righteous altogether. God said, Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, Genesis 1, 5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." God said, Genesis 1:31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." God said, Psalms 19:9, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Man said, "The Bible's account of a 6,000-year-old earth is stupidity. Everyone knows that the universe is billions of years old, that there is at least 2.4 million years of humanity. The Bible is for the uneducated and the easily led. Now you have the record."